وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. We're trying to look at the perfect human being in terms of dealing with other people and maintaining the rights of other people. And these traits and these virtues are what the Quran and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam wants me to have. We all know the famous hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam when he said, "Innama bu'attu li utammima makarim al-akhlaq." Surely I was sent to perfect morality. And perfecting morality means that if you possess these virtues and these rights, then it will become impossible to harm other humans or to take the rights of other people. So there are a number of things that we need to have, me and you. Now, in previous episodes, we mentioned some of them, and today, with whatever time we have, we would like to mention some more. Now, we have two types of human beings. We have, if I can use the terms which I use in psychology, introverts and extroverts. And obviously, each person has the right to be introvert or extroverted, up to him. That's his choice. But I would want to use these terms in relation to dealing with other people. We in Islam been told that, and not just Islam, but logically speaking, human beings are social creatures. In our nature, we want to socialize with others. We want to speak with others. We want to deal with others. In fact, we need one another. It doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter where you are. Sometimes I need you. You come up with something that I need, and I will come up with something that you need. As much if I'm a teacher, I'm needed in society, but at the same time, I need a doctor, I need a baker, I need a builder, I need a blacksmith, I need a carpenter, and so on and so forth. So we each need each other. So we are social in our nature. This is what we've been told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by our logic. And being social means that I need to deal with other people. How should I deal with them? In which kind of personality should I deal with them? Islam tells us that we need to be easygoing, open-minded. Why? Again, because people are different. Sometimes we put ourselves in the state and mindset that I want everyone to be like me. And if they're not like me, then they're all wrong. That is, I don't know what to call it. This is as wrong as it could get in terms of thinking and looking at things. No, other people have different likes, different needs, different moods, different feelings, and each one feels something different. My job and your job towards other people is to be open-minded, be more accepting. Accepting other people doesn't mean that I have to believe in whatever they believe or say that they are right, but at least give them the right to express their minds and give them the right to be heard, at least. Now, let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we were saying that in terms of dealing with one another as social creatures, we need to make sure that we are open-minded. And open-mindedness is very much required today because we live in an age and time where we've been told how to think and what to think. And especially when it comes to other people, we start to label them, we start to call them names. And, you know, now we have this terrorism label, we have Islamophobia, we have so many terms we came up with to segregate one another. Oh, he's a Muslim, I'm not going to talk to him. He's a Christian, I'm not going to talk to him. He's an atheist, I'm not going to talk to him. At the end of the day, we're all humans. Now, like I said, I am not obliged to believe in whatever you want to believe in. But at the same time, I'm obliged to listen, to be more open-minded. Even our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to sit kindly and gently. He would listen to the argument of other people and he would give his argument. If they accept, all in good. If they don't accept, they leave at good terms. Lakum dinakum waliya din. You have your faith, I'll have mine. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he sends an invitation to the Christians and Jews. Qul ya ahlil kitab. Say, all people of the book, ta'alu ila kalimatin sawa'an bayna wa baynakum. Come to agree on terms to between us and you. There are common things that we share as human beings we need to agree with. Now, you have an opinion, I have an opinion, you have a view, I have a view, we don't agree on. Let us agree to disagree. And I always say this when people argue with one another, they start yelling. And I say, well, you don't need to yell. All you have to do is express your view in a calmly manner, and the other person will listen to you in a calmly manner. He doesn't agree with what you have to say, he will express what he has to say, and each go his way. No need for arguments, no need for fights, no need to raise voices, no need to fight. So Islam wants me and you to be calm, collected, open-minded, listen to other people. And like I said, if you look at the history of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the history of the Imams, you see how the leniency and open-mindedness they had. In fact, if you look at the Quran, you can see how open-minded Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, if we can use that term. Allah, for example, gives an order to the angels to prostrate to Adam. The angels question him. Why? Why not us? Why create mankind? Allah could have said to them, how dare you talk back to me? Don't you know who I am? And he could just, you know. But he didn't. There is this leniency, you know. You can express your opinion. Even on Day of Judgment, Allah tells us in the Quran, people will argue with God. We'll say, you know, Allah. Even Allah says, يَوْمَ تَأْتِي كُلُّ نَفْسٍ تُجَادِلُ. Every soul will come arguing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah says, yeah, sure, you can argue your case, I'll argue my mine, and then we will see. So there is absolutely no need to be close-minded and to keep the whole world aside and live in your own cocoon. Open-mindedness actually solves 99% of the problems of the world. Most of the problems happen because we refuse to accept others or even accept listening to others and put ourselves in their shoe. That's all it takes. We will leave it here and inshallah we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله.